She is a game changer, a woman who took on the system, specifically the Canadian military, and won. And that victory paved the way for massive change. Now, you might remember, you might know, you might not know this, that from the 1950s through the mid-1990s, LGBTQ plus members of the Canadian Armed Forces, the RCMP, and the Federal Public Service were systematically discriminated against, harassed, and often fired as a matter of policy and sanctioned practice. In what came to be known as the LGBT purge, people were followed, they were interrogated, abused, traumatized. Well, our next guest sued the Canadian military, which eventually led to inclusion of sexual orientation as protected ground against discrimination and set the stage for LGBTQ plus equality in Canada. October is 2SLGBTQ plus History Month in Edmonton, and Michelle Douglas is in town as a part of the celebrations. Michelle, welcome to 630 CHED.
Thanks very much, Jalen. Good to be with you.
Oh, it's nice to have you, and I'm thrilled to be speaking with you. Take me back in time, my goodness, you know, because I think that there's folks out there, Michelle, who likely don't even realize, or if they did, maybe they don't remember that this actually happened, that if you were a member of the Canadian Armed Forces, a Mountie, or the Federal Public Service, and you were gay, you were lesbian, you could be punted out of your job.
Yeah, it's really an incredible history that, as you say, not that many people realize or are aware of. And that's part of what I'm going to be doing here in Edmonton is talking about that history. You know, it's something that touched me personally, as you say. I loved serving as an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces. I wanted to do it as my career and was really off to a great start. I was a strong officer in the military, and yet still was fired in 1989. And I'm sure your listeners will be shocked to hear that my release documents say that I was not advantageously employable due to homosexuality. Incredible.
In 1989, my gosh, it wasn't that long ago.
It really wasn't. And even when I was in the military, serving in what I hoped would be my kind of life career, you know, I didn't even know about this policy until, you know, I fell in love with a fellow officer, and she was amazing. But that's when I found out about this policy, this kind of codified discrimination that was on the books, and you could be fired by it. I was personally interrogated many times over many days, polygraphed, that kind of thing. And that's when I learned that I was being purged, just one of what we think now is about 9,000 people from the 50s to the 90s that experienced this kind of thing. It's an unbelievable history and so, still so unknown.
Michelle, when you were going through that interrogation, which, you know, lasted quite some time, did you ever pause and go, hold it, is this Canada? Is this really happening?
It just seemed so un-Canadian in the approach. At the time, I was young, like in my early 20s. I, you know, was being interrogated in hotel rooms by policemen. I didn't feel too confident or was just kind of able to assert too many of my rights. Back at that time, I was pretty terrified, to be honest, and scared. These are the kinds of things when you're very young, they leave an effect on you. And I know that for many folks who experience these kind of traumas, some were thrown into jail, you know, military police and that kind of thing. And, you know, it does have an effect. I've seen it over the period of time that I've been an activist, so about 30 years now. And we're trying to change that and tell the story of this time so that people really don't have an unrealistic view of the journey we've actually traveled.
It was 1990, if I remember correctly, that you filed that lawsuit against the military. Tell us what happened that resulted in so much eventual change.
Well, that's right. I launched a lawsuit. We by then, in the early 90s, had the benefit of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Mm-hmm. And it was an early kind of landmark challenge using that Charter of Rights. And on the eve of what was to be a three-week trial, the military said, listen, we know we're going to lose this thing. Our policies won't stand up. It's discriminatory. And so they settled on the eve of that trial. And it changed things, in a very substantial way. It ended the policy then and there and changed the lives of many who wanted to serve their country. They could do that then openly. And Canada was a real leader at that time. So 1992, when that happened, think of the policy in the United States, mm-hmm. for example. It was more than a couple decades before their so-called don't ask, don't tell policy ended.
And when you take a look, I mean, not just from the military, but just how much it changed for so many across the board, when you take a look at LGBTQ plus rights across the country, I mean, this was huge. Is there a weight on your shoulders to know that you were, part of the start of that, or the reason why that got started? Or maybe the question is that weight lifted?
Well, I'm immensely proud of that opportunity to have taken it on. I realize that it comes with some expectations, and I've tried to be a leader in the community, representing many folks who weren't able to maybe speak up. Their families may have rejected them, or some went back into the closet. So I take this role quite seriously. It's part of what I'm doing today, and telling the story, and it's what will happen tonight here in Edmonton when we screen a documentary that really reveals in kind of the first person voice some of the stories of those who experienced this LGBT purge, mm-hmm. just like I did. Very powerful documentary we'll be screening tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there's so many people going to get so much out of it, and all of this a part of 2S LGBTQ plus History Month in Edmonton. Michelle, when you take a look around, we know the past number of years have been amped up. They have been polarized. We have seen, I think probably mainly more to our the South, seeing some rights rolled back in different ways. Does that give you pause for thought, concern about what has been fought so hard for here could change?
Yeah, I think it's alarming. It's a fraught time. I think certainly in the United States, we're seeing, a number of potential rollbacks in some of the legal protections that had been hard fought for. We're not seeing quite that level of change happening here in Canada, but I'm very vigilant about that. At bottom line here, folks deserve to love the person they want to love, and they deserve to have access, free from discrimination in their employment, their housing, and just the way we go about our lives. That's the Canadian value system that I think the vast majority of people recognize. And at the very least, try not to stand in the way of people having those basic fundamental rights of decency. That, I think, I still see that in Canada. Most people have no problem at all with that. And we can kind of get on with our lives being, great contributors. Many are still serving in the Canadian Armed Forces. Mm-hmm. And what an honor that is to serve others. So, those are the stories I'm really trying to tell. There's so much good that has eventually come out of this journey. We just don't want to see a rollback.
Yeah, without a doubt, Michelle. And when you take a look, obviously the Canadian Armed Forces has been under the gun, certainly over the past number of years for a number of different reasons. But recently, some changes made when it comes to things like nail polish and hair and that sort of thing. Is it all a part of it being time? Like, this is the time we're going to keep making this system more inclusive.
That's exactly what it is. I think you've just expressed it beautifully. You know what? The workplace is a place where you want to bring your authentic self, not be, you know, so consumed by, you know, a prohibition on, for example, nail polish. There are much bigger issues in workplaces, right? And so I think this is a modernization effort, an effort to deal with toxic culture in the Canadian Armed Forces in particular. And I think they're actually doing quite a good job. They're taking it seriously. They're moving past some of the things that are easy to do and then getting into the, you know, the challenge of, you know, being a very important institution in Canada. I think this is the stuff that we ought to be doing, and then just get on with serving our country in the way Fitch want to do.
Michelle Douglas joining us this afternoon. Michelle, the executive director of the LGBT Purge Fund, a veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces. And really a game changer. That's what I'm going to call you. You're a game changer, powerful woman. Michelle, I hope tonight's event goes well. Remember, Chris, at the Metro Garneau Theatres this evening?
Exactly right, at 6:30. Everyone's welcome. It's free of charge, and we'd love to see many people out there. We'll do a Q&A after, and this is a great opportunity to gather as a community.
Thank you for making time for us this afternoon. I sure appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Michelle Douglas joining us this afternoon again if you want to find out more about that purge, the LGBT purge. Yeah, you can find out that event 6:30 tonight, Metro Garneau Theatres, a Q&A afterwards.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.